Sydney FC, big night Friday night at Allianz Stadium. Central Coast Mariners up against them in the first leg of the semi-finals, spotting the grand final up for grabs. Joining us now is Sydney FC's coach, Ufuk Talle. Ufuk, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thanks. Appreciate your time and your last two results, 4-0 over MacArthur, 7-1 against Perth. From a performance point of view, there couldn't be a better place to go into such an important match.
Yeah, definitely. We'll give the group confidence leading into a very big game against Central Coast. So both of those results would help the group, definitely.
Yeah. How much has the squad improved since you took over early in the season?
Yeah, they've definitely improved from day one. There's been some inconsistency at times, but definitely on the right track. And the boys have been very reciprocal to the information that we've given them, so that's very positive.
The injury situation, though, Ufuk, I mean, describe the loss of Joe Lolley for the rest of the campaign and the impact that will have.
Yeah, look, he's an integral part of our success this season. He's a big player. He's a big game player. It's just unfortunate he's gutted. I think we're all gutted as well that he's not going to be available for these games. But again, opportunities arise for other players to step up and showcase what they can do.
And Luke Bratton's chances of playing Friday?
Yeah, I think he's pretty close. He was on feet yesterday doing some running, so he's put a bit of load on his ankle. So fingers crossed he'll be available Friday night for the game.
Yeah, Ufuk, just with taking on the Mariners, with their schedule that they've had over the last couple of weeks and couple of months, not that it's a tactic, but you try and run them into the ground and try and fatigue them, because you think at some stage that's going to play a part with the Central Mariners because of all the travel they've done?
Yeah, look, obviously they've done a great job. And I want to congratulate Mark as well. Winning the AFC Cup, I think we should be all proud as Australians when, our teams do well in Asia. So, yeah, it's going to be tough for them to travel back from Oman. They won't have a lot of time or turnaround time, more recovery time to get ready for the game. But we'll have a game plan. The way that we want to play at home, we want to be aggressive and we want to be on the front foot. So, we've done well previously against them and we want to continue that.
What makes the Mariners so strong, Ufuk? Why are they reaching the heights that they are?
Look, they've got some really, really good players, but young players that have been there for quite a long time. So they're a young squad, but an experienced squad as well. And I think the mentality, I think they've got a great mentality and a great attitude. And I think they've got the really good Aussie mentality of never giving up.
So I see, it seems tactically, I guess, considering its two legs, you may approach this with a more attacking focus than, say, normally, considering the pressure is on, I guess, to get an advantage before you head away for that second leg?
No, not really. We've played every game attacking. If you look at our stats, we want to attack. We want to get in the opponent's box. It's just our mindset. I think that's our belief at Sydney FC that we need to play a certain brand of football. So that won't change over the two legs.
Well, we really appreciate your time, Ufuk, and a busy week and a huge game Friday night. And go well. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.